Anderson sparkles on mound as Angels win third consecutive game. Miami Tyler Anderson pitched 7 scoreless innings, Aaron Hicks hit a home run, and the Los Angeles Angels beat Miami 3-1 on Tuesday night, winning their third consecutive game and sending the Marlins to their worst start in franchise history. Anderson scattered 4 hits, walked 2, and struck out 5. The left-hander was lifted after 83 pitches. "Honestly, today I just wanted to make as many good pitches as I could," Anderson said. "There is no goal of trying to throw more. Sometimes I feel that could put you in a bad spot, trying too hard as opposed to just trying to make as many good pitches as you can." Hicks' solo blast in the fourth put the Angels ahead 1-0. He drove a fastball from Miami starter Jesus Luzardo inside the foul pole in right field for his first hit with Los Angeles, snapping a 0-for-11 start. "You definitely want to start the season quick and get the first out of the way and enjoy your season with the highs and lows," said Hicks, who signed with the Angels as a free agent in the offseason. "Today it felt good, especially with the way that it came." The Angels increased their lead on run scoring singles from Hicks and Taylor Ward in the sixth. Brian De La Cruz homered in the ninth inning for the Marlins, who lost their sixth straight game to start the season. Luzardo gave up 3 runs and 4 hits, walked 2 and struck out 5 over 5 1/3 innings. "It's a little frustrating, but I can tell you that there's no one in the universe that wants to win more than the guys on the field," Luzardo said. "The guys in this clubhouse, every day, we come with a positive mindset and a positive attitude." Logan O'Hop doubled and singled for the Angels, who won their third straight after having started the season with consecutive road losses to the defending American League East champion Baltimore Orioles. "We've all been under a little stress since we hit Baltimore," Angels manager Ron Washington said. "But I think that stress is subsiding now." Angels rookie Nolan Schanuel of neighboring Boca Raton walked twice, extending his career starting on-base streak to 34 games. "The word out on him is that he doesn't swing at too many bad pitches," Mr. Washington said. "He will make you throw the ball across the plate. Tonight he did that, and we needed it." After Matt Moore relieved Anderson and pitched a perfect eighth, Luis Garcia allowed De La Cruz's one-out solo homer and walked Jazz Chisholm Jr. Garcia retired Tim Anderson on a groundout and struck out pinch hitter Jesus Sanchez for his first save. Angels shortstop Zach Neto made a diving stab of Josh Bell's hard smash in the hole and threw Bell out at first for the second out in the sixth. The play drew cheers from dozens of Neto's family and friends who sat by the first base area. A Miami native, Neto is playing his first series in his hometown. The Marlins acquired infielder Emmanuel Rivera from the Arizona Diamondbacks for cash considerations. In a corresponding move, infielder Jacob Amaya was designated for assignment. Trainer's room. Marlins right-hander Yuri Perez continues to play catch with the anticipation of progressing to a bullpen session soon. Up next, Angels left-hander Patrick Sandoval will start Wednesday's series finale against Marlins lefty AJ Puk.